This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're back. Thank you again for joining us. On behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we are thrilled to know that we have the opportunity to talk to you weekly about so many things that are going on in the Houston area. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and we are a proud part of the city, and it's important also to note that we are very inclusive. It is important that folks understand that we welcome all to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, entrepreneurs, individuals, sponsors, corporations, etc. And we've been able to do a lot of great work in this city, advocating for business, making sure we have a strong economy. We have a variety of different initiatives that bring together some of the best minds, some of the greatest industry leaders that we have in the community and outside of the community as well. Upcoming is our elected officials reception, which will be held at City Council. So if you're listening and you're running for office, join us. If you're an elected official, please do so. And if you're someone here in the city that wants to get to know who's running for office and who is representing you, we invite you to visit our website for information. It's going to be held on Thursday, October 10th. At City Hall. Again, that information regarding the elected officials reception is on our website. Your chamber is out there advocating on a regular basis to make sure we have a strong economy, that the economic impact that we have in this city continues to grow. Specifically amongst Hispanics, we represent $55 billion per year in annual spending. And so, as you can see, we play a very big part in this community. And we want to continue to thrive and make sure that all of Houston thrive. So we hope that you join us for the elected officials reception. Also, critically important that we celebrate our entrepreneurs, leaders, etc. And we do that at our annual awards gala. That's going to be held on November the 2nd. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful event. It's at the Hilton Americas. And if you know anyone that you'd like to nominate for the awards, we have everything from emerging business to executive of the year, female entrepreneur, and such. Please do so. Visit our website for details regarding tickets, sponsorship, etc. It's a beautiful way for us to highlight the many contributions of Hispanics and others in this city. And we also have our chairman's award that we recognize an individual who's contributed to Houston. So it's a great evening. We hope you'll join us. And also want to make sure that you're aware of our foundation. Something that the Chamber of Commerce has been working on for now over 8 years is identifying a bench for Houston. A bench for Houston, regardless of whether or not they are Hispanic. This is for young leaders who have less than 10 years experience in the workforce. We identify them, they apply, they go through an interview process, and ultimately they are selected based on their leadership skills and also what they have already done. Our goal is to supercharge them and help them continue to thrive and do well. We encourage them to run for political office. We encourage them to go to graduate school. We encourage them to follow their passion. And sometimes that means leaving the job they have and pursuing the one they truly want to have. And we're happy to say that we've been able to graduate over 250 or so young professionals who are out there everywhere from the nonprofit sector to rocket scientists in sports, you name it. They come from all sectors, and we are so proud of the emerging leaders and of that program. We are particularly thrilled to continue to have this program, and our hope is to have more than just one cohort per year. Again, if you know anyone that's out there that is interested, they can get more information by visiting our website, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and we have a foundation page where there's more details there. Many of you are in business and are always trying to stay on top of information and data. We encourage you to visit our website and look for resources. On the resource page, we have a lot of data and analytics, white papers and such, which will help you understand what is occurring in Houston, who's buying, what are they selling. Many don't realize that the Hispanic community here in the Houston area is outpacing any other group as it relates to new home purchases. Luxury vehicles, we outpace any other sector by 12%. And so a lot of data, a lot of bullets and points are there for you to take a look at. And also, as mentioned, white papers on everything from NAFTA, DACA, and census. And on that note, I want to talk a little bit about the United States Census that's going to be held in 2020. Your Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and many others have all locked arms to make sure that we are represented and that everyone is counted, and that at the end of the day that we secure as many of those federal funds for Houston. That will support infrastructure, schools, health, you name it. There's a long list of benefits that will come to Houston as a result of completing that census. So you'll receive something in the mail next year. You will also have folks knocking on your doors. And this year, the census, the 2020 census, will actually have an online option where you can complete that. It's only 10 questions, but they take all of this information, and that's how they determine where these federal resources will be allocated. It also will determine whether or not we have increased representation in DC. So there's a lot that will occur as a result of us making sure we complete that census. Community centers, churches, and other places will have access to computers for the opportunity to be able to register folks to come out and complete that census. So if you can, whatever you can do to help promote this at your business, at your nonprofit organizations, etc., the 2020 census is absolutely very important, and it benefits all of us. So on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank you so much for investing in Houston and helping our economy grow. And on behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we invite you to join us on our website and at one of our upcoming initiatives.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.